That night of Audience Day, while others slept and fought and dreamed and died, Leto took his repose in the isolation of his audience chamber, only a few trusted fish speaker guards at the portals. He did not sleep. His mind whirled with necessities and disappointments.
Hui! Hui!
He knew why Hui Nori had been sent to him now. How well he knew.
My most secret is exposed.
They had discovered his secret. Hui was the evidence of it. He thought desperate thoughts. Could this terrible metamorphosis be reversed? Could he return to a human state?
Not possible.
Even if it were possible, the process would take him just as long as it had taken to reach this point. Where would Hui be in more than 3,000 years? Dried dust and bones in the crypt.
I could breed something like her and prepare that one for me, but that would not be my gentle Hui.
And what of the golden path while he indulged in such selfish goals?
To hell with the golden path! Have these folly-bound idiots ever thought once of me? Not once!
But that was not true. Hui thought of him. She shared his torture. These were thoughts of madness, and he tried to put them away while his senses reported the soft movement of the guards and the flow of water beneath his chamber.
When I made this choice, what were my expectations?
How the mob within laughed at that question. Did he not have a task to complete? Was that not the very essence of the agreement which kept the mob in check?
You have a task to complete, they said. You have but one purpose. Single purpose is the mark of the fanatic, and I am not a fanatic. You must be cynical and cruel. You cannot break the trust. Why not? Who took that oath? You did. You chose this course. Expectations! The expectations which history creates for one generation are often shattered in the next generation. Who knows that better than you? Yes, and shattered expectations can alienate whole populations. I alone am a whole population. Remember your oath. Indeed, I am the disruptive force unleashed across the centuries. I limit expectations, including my own. I dampen the pendulum. And then release it. Never forget that. I am tired. Oh, how tired I am. If only I could sleep. Really sleep.
You're full of self-pity, too.
Why not? What am I? The ultimate loner, forced to look at what might have been. Every day I look at it. And now, hui!
Your original unselfish choice fills you now with selfishness.
There is danger all around. I must wear my selfishness like a suit of armor.
There's danger for everyone who touches you. Isn't that your very nature?
Danger even for Hui. Dear, delectable, dear Hui.
Did you build high walls around you only to sit within them and indulge in self-pity?
The walls were built because great forces have been unleashed in my empire.
You unleashed them. Will you now compromise with them?
It's Hui's doing. These feelings have never before been this powerful in me. It's the damnable Ixians.
How interesting that they should assault you with flesh rather than with a machine.
Because they have discovered my secret.
You know the antidote. Leto's great body trembled through its entire length at this thought. He well knew the antidote which had always worked before, lose himself for a time in his own past. Not even the Bene Gesserit sisters could take such safaris, striking inward along the axis of memories, back to the very limits of cellular awareness, or stopping by a wayside to revel in a sophisticated sensory delight. Once, after the death of a particularly superb Duncan, he had toured great musical performances preserved in his memories. Mozart had tired him quickly.
Pretentious! But Bach! Ah, Bach!
Leto remembered the joy of it.
I sat at the organ and let the music drench me.
Only 3 times in all memory had there been an equal to Bach. But even Lacala was not better, as good, but not better. Would female intellectuals be the proper choice for this night? Grandmother Jessica had been one of the best. Experience told him that someone as close to him as Jessica would not be the proper antidote for his present tensions. The search would have to venture much farther. He imagined, then, describing such a safari to some awestruck visitor, a totally imaginary visitor, because none would dare question him about such a holy matter.
I course backward down the flight of ancestors, hunting along the tributaries, darting into nooks and crannies. You would not recognize many of their names. Who has ever heard of Norma Senva? I have lived her.
Lived her? His imaginary visitor asked.
Of course. Why else would one keep one's ancestors around? You think a man designed the first guild ship? Your history books told you it was Aurelius Venport. They lied. It was his mistress, Norma. She gave him the design, along with 5 children. He thought his ego would take no less. In the end, the knowledge that he had not really fulfilled his own image, that was what destroyed him.
You have lived him, too?
Naturally. And I have traversed the far wanderings of the Fremen. Through my father's line and the others, I have gone right back to the house of Atreus.
Such an illustrious line.
With its fair share of fools. Distraction is what I need, he thought.
Would it be a tour through sexual dalliances and exploits, then?
You have no idea what internal orgies are available to me. I am the ultimate voyeur, participants and observers. Ignorance and misunderstandings about sexuality have caused so much distress. How abysmally narrow we have been! How miserly!
Leto knew he could not make that choice, not this night, not with Hui out there in his city. Would he choose a review of warfare, then?
Which Napoleon was the greater coward? He asked his imaginary visitor. I will not reveal it, but I know. Oh, yes, I know. Where can I go? With all of the past open to me, where can I go?
The brothels, the atrocities, the tyrants, the acrobats, nudists, surgeons, male whores, musicians, magicians, unguentiers, priests, artisans, priestesses.
Are you aware, he asked his imaginary visitor, that the hula preserves an ancient sign language which once belonged only to males? You've never heard of the hula? Of course. Who dances it anymore? Dancers have preserved many things, though. The translations have been lost, but I know them. One whole night I was a series of caliphs moving eastward and westward with Islam, a traverse of centuries. I will not bore you with the details. Be gone now, visitor. How seductive it is, he thought, this call of the siren which would have me live only in the past. And how useless that past now, thanks to the damnable Ixians. How boring the past when Hui is here. She would come to me right now if I summoned her, but I cannot call for her. Not now. Not tonight.
The past continued to beckon.
I could make a pilgrimage into my past. It does not have to be a safari. I could go alone. Pilgrimage purifies. Safaris make me into a tourist. That's the difference. I could go alone into my inner world and never return.
Leto felt the inevitability of it, that the dream state would eventually trap him.
I create a special dream state throughout my empire. Within this dream, new myths form, new directions appear, and new movements. New. The things emerge from my own dreams, out of my myths. Who more susceptible to them than I? The hunter is caught in his own net.
Leto knew then that he had encountered a condition for which no antidote existed, past, present, or future. His great body trembled and shivered in the gloom of his audience chamber. At the portal, one fish-speaker guard whispered to another,
"Is God troubled?"
And her companion replied,
"The sins of this universe would trouble anyone."
Leto heard them and wept silently.
When I set out to lead humankind along my golden path, I promised them a lesson their bones would remember. I know a profound pattern which humans deny with their words, even while their actions affirm it. They say they seek security and quiet, the condition they call peace. Even as they speak, they create the seeds of turmoil and violence. If they find their quiet security, they squirm in it. How boring they find it! Look at them now. Look at what they do while I record these words. Ha! I give them enduring eons of enforced tranquility, which plods on and on, despite their every effort to escape into chaos. Believe me,
the memory of Leto's peace shall abide with them forever. They will seek their quiet security thereafter only with extreme caution and steadfast preparation.
The Stolen Journals.